In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good morning. When you get into your car, start the ignition, and put the gear in to drive, do you know where you are going? If you have decided to purchase shoes, do you go to a gas station to get them? Probably not. If you want to purchase shoes, you have to know what kind of shoes you want, what store might sell them, where that store is, and how to get there. You will also need to know how you're going to pay for those shoes. This seems to be a lot of things to think about to obtain a pair of shoes, doesn't it? In reality, we do this sort of thing many times a day. Our lives are full of preparing for our everyday needs. The larger question is, are we discerning and preparing for our goals in life? One of the ministries I am called to is working with gang-affected and adjudicated youth. I regularly visited them in lockdown facilities around Houston and in a prison in Lake Jackson. Part of that ministry is to help them look forward through hope to better days. One of the things I encourage them to do is to envision what they want their life to look like in 5 years. When you are a teenager, you can work with 5 years, but longer is more than they can imagine. Almost all of them have some sort of vague idea of what they want for themselves. Then we start to look at what we are doing now to see if it will help them get where they want to be. And we look at what might hurt that effort. The key element seems to be to figure out what they are seeking in the long run, aim towards it, and then evaluate how they are progressing in that direction. This process makes planning so much simpler and some success more attainable. Setting our compasses for the everyday things like driving our car to take us to our planned destination is very easy. Long-term goals are not so easily handled. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you." First, the main thing, the foundation, our long-term goal. Call it what you will, we are enjoined to consider God first, before we even get into the car. Let's take a quick look at the Ten Commandments that God sent to us through Moses. The first four all have to do with God. Number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two, you shall not make any graven idols. Number three, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The message here is consistent. We are to seek God first, and we are to keep our eyes on God always. In the Beatitudes, Jesus says, "Bless those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." In our gospel reading for several weeks, we are focusing on the 6th chapter of John. Jesus is dealing with this topic as he is preaching and teaching around the Sea of Galilee in Capernaum. Large numbers of people are following him wherever he goes. Jesus is teaching his followers about God as well as teaching his disciples at a deeper level. The focus in this part of John is who Jesus is. He is not another prophet. He is the Son of the living God. He is I Am. When Jesus says he is the bread of life, he means he is essential for life, and he means your spiritual life. It is through him that we become righteous in the sight of God. If we are to have eternal life with God, we have to believe God And we have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is not very happy with some of the crowds. He is challenging them. What do you seek? Is his question to them. Some want bread and fish because they are hungry. Jesus reminds them he is about their spiritual needs. He is here to feed them spiritually. Some are asking for Moses again. Jesus tells them he is not Moses. He is greater than Moses. The man of God fed his people in the wilderness when they were with Moses, fed their bodies for one day only. Jesus will give them eternally life spiritually, and they will dwell with God forever. Some are saying he's only a hometown boy, the son of Joseph and Mary. Some deny he is from God. Jesus reminds him who he is, telling him it is only through faith in him that they will find eternal life. So Jesus is brushing them off if their goal is to follow him for regular food or perhaps a miracle that would benefit them personally. He is not interested in performing signs for those without faith. Jesus is offering them wisdom. But he is also well aware that all who hear the message will not learn from it. They will not go from hearing the message to faith. So where are you in this crowd? Every now and then we all benefit from asking ourselves where we are going. Do we know? Or are we sitting in the driveway trying to figure out where we will find what we want? Perhaps we are not even in the car yet because we do not know what we are looking for. Where do you want to be spiritually in 5 years? Is what you are doing now going to get you there? I do not have that answer. But God does, and that's why I talk to him regularly. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. Amen.